One of the challenges of preaching Christmas Eve is trying to come up with a word which will connect with all or most of you when so many of you are in such different stages and places of life. There's the wide-eyed, giddy child wondering if this preacher will ever be done so that Santa can come. And there's that child's tired, ragged, and bewildered parents who are wondering the same thing. There's the grandmother soaking up every second of every minute with all her grandchildren at her side. And there's the widow, and the widower, and the fearful, and the jobless, just trying to hold it all together in every word of every stanza of every old familiar carol. There are the parents with newborn babies celebrating good news of great joy. And there are the people in the pews who are hurt, disappointed, dejected, devastated, and above all, afraid of what the new year will bring, either for themselves, their loved ones, their country, or our world. Yes, the hopes and fears of all of the years are gathered here tonight. And my choice tonight is to try to speak a word of hope to those fears that meet us here in the darkest time of the year. I was seated just there in the front row at Handel's Messiah earlier this Advent when I heard Paul Harrell read the King James Version of the prophet Isaiah's words, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." The term "gross darkness" grabbed hold of me. Not just darkness, but gross darkness. Somehow my mind went immediately to my time as a resident assistant on an American college campus. There was gross darkness there for sure. I not only heard about it, I saw it. Maybe you've seen it too. Not just at a college party, but in a business, or in a school, or in a government, or in a family. It is cold, unkind, cunning, and cruel. It is debasing. Gross darkness is whatever debases the human spirit and desecrates the human soul. It's whatever destroys the human soul. Gross darkness can destroy the soul of a person or of a whole people. It can destroy the soul of a whole nation. Gross darkness is rank darkness. It is deep darkness. It is evil darkness. And according to Isaiah, it descends upon the people and blankets all of the earth. This is the darkness of which we should all be afraid. But this is not, hear me say, people, this is not the only kind of darkness. For not all darkness is evil or gross darkness, there is, let me suggest, also good darkness. There is divine and creative darkness. There is the darkness that makes stars known and seeds grow and babies get ready for their birthing. It was into that darkness that the world was first born. That is why our Jewish friends mark the start of their new day always in the dark and not in the light. Because God begins God's work first and always in the dark and not in the light. God's first and most important acts always begin in the deep, deep divine darkness. Creation began in the dark. Jesus' conception began in the dark. The Magi's journey began in the dark. Something which we will only live to later see in the light. God has already begun now in the dark, in your dark, in our dark. Our faith teaches us to look for and see and trust God in the dark, for Jesus was born not in day, but at night. And so it is in the midst of the darkest of our days and longest of our nights that we learn to look for the coming of the greatest of God's light. And the wise men would never have seen the brightness of that shining star of light save for the blackness of their midnight. So too can we only know the beauty of our own courage and God-given light in the very deepest and darkest and grossest of the world's greatest fright. The life of faith teaches us to trust God in the darkest night and to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. There is a poem made famous for its inclusion in the King's Speech amidst all of the darkness of Christmas 1939. It says this, "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God, that shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." The hand of God guides us. Trust and believe in the hand of God that is upon us and is safer. It's safer than a known way. You may be going through the darkest night of your soul. We all may be soon enough. We all will be sooner or later. But dark as the night may be to us, the Bible tells us that the darkness to us is not near darkness to God. For the night, we are told, is as bright as the day, and God is as near to us in the dark as God is in the light. God is as good to us in the night as God is in the day. For it is in the night that the word is spoken, and in the night that the angels appear, in the night that the stars twinkle and wise men wonder and wise men walk and wise men and women keep walking, and the little town of Bethlehem glows, and the baby is born. In the night, the dark streets shineth an everlasting light. And in the dark, is discovered a most blessed, beautiful, brilliant, and oh so holy night. The night our Savior is born.